This is Reuben Levy. We're learning together. With Hashem's help, we're learning together the book Gan HaShalom. We are in the Hebrew version. We're on page 156. No, we're on actually page 158 now. I just flicked back. We're on page 158, and we're learning the rule that a person can't have Shalom Bayit without tefillah. You need tefillah in order to have Shalom Bayit. Arash brings us here four different reasons why tefillah is essential for Shalom Bayit. It's not simply advisable, it's essential. Without tefillah, you cannot have Shalom Bayit. You can have something that you think is Shalom Bayit, but it's not Shalom Bayit. Only tefillah can bring you Shalom Bayit. Rav Arash brings here four reasons why that's the case. So we read the first three yesterday, but you know we're on to number four. But just to refresh the first three reasons we saw. Firstly, because Shalom Bayit is above nature. Man and women don't go together. Not naturally. The wolf and the lamb, they don't come together. And it's beyond nature that they can be peace between the two opposites. They're two different opposites. So it's above nature. And only prayer can take you into the realm above nature. Otherwise, you're stuck with nature and you've got problems. Number two. The Yetzer Hara does everything it can to wreck your Shalom Bayit. Because the Yetzer Hara knows if he wrecks your Shalom Bayit, you're finished. You're depressed, you're gone, you're over with. So the Yetzer Hara works particularly hard to kill your Shalom Bayit. And we know from the Gemara that you cannot overcome the Yetzer Hara without Hashem's help, because he's stronger than me. Therefore, if I don't pray for Hashem's help, the Yetzer Hara is going to get me. And I'm not going to have Shalom Bayit. So that's reason number two that I need to pray. Reason number three is because to fulfill any mitzvah of the Torah, I need to pray on it. Why? Because, like we said yesterday, it's one thing to know what the mitzvah is, but it's another thing entirely to actually put into practice. I can have all the information at my fingertips, I can be extremely knowledgeable in the mitzvah, but to actually put it into practice, to follow it through, to fulfill it, doesn't come from the head, only comes from the heart. The heart decides what I do, not the head. So if my heart's not in it, if I'm not interested, if I don't have a ratzon, I'm not going to fulfill it. Same is true on Shalom Bayit. You can read the entire book, you can know all of the eitzot on Shalom Bayit, but without prayer, a person will not put them into practice, because they're not reached his heart, it only stayed in his head. So those were the first three reasons why a person needs to pray if he hopes to have Shalom Bayit. Reason number four. Rabbeinu limadatanu shetzrichim letpalel al hakol. Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman, taught us that we need to pray on everything. Afilu al kaftor katan shechaseh b'chutza. Even on a small button that's missing from your shirt. Everything we need to pray on. Al kol davar katan o gadol. On anything, large or small. Sarich adan letpalel. A man needs to pray. Only after that he should do his ishtadlut. Only after he prays. Why? Why not do it the other way around? Because if I do my ishtadlut first, I put in my effort first, I can think it was me. I can fall, I can get arrogant, look what I achieved, look what I did. I think it was me. But if I pray first, then if I'm successful, I'm not going to get arrogant, because I know that the prayers that led to my success, it's the prayers that Hashem heard my prayers and granted me success, and the success came from Hashem, because I prayed on it first. So there's no point going for a job interview and then praying afterwards that it should be successful. Hashem, I hope that went really well. Bezat Hashem, that should go fine. No, pray before the interview, and then I know that whatever happened, how it came from Hashem. But if I pray after the interview, I've still got a suspect in my mind, I've still got a doubt. Maybe it was me, maybe I did really well, maybe I impressed them with my amazing wit. Right. My ability to drink coffee without spilling it. You know, maybe I impressed them.
Why not pray before and after?
For sure, before and after, but the ikkah is before.
Right, but you need to do at least an hour of splitting just on that one subject.
Yeah. So here we're learning that we need to pray on everything, and beforehand. If not yipalel, who yitapes b'kafira, if he doesn't pray, he will be grasped, or he will grasp the heresy of kochi b'otzem yadi. Right? He will fall into the heresy of thinking it was by my own power, the power and might of my own right hand. Klomar, that's to say, sheyachshov shadvarim taluim achurachbo. Person will think, has b'shalom, that the thing is dependent simply and only on him. B'kocho, on his strength. B'chochmato, on his wisdom. B'kishrono, on his talents. And things like that. B'milim achorot, in different words. B'li tefila, adam holech b'gaava. Without prayer, a person goes about in arrogance. V'omer, he says to himself, Ani eida ech l'nehek, I know how to act. Ani eida ech l'daber, I know how to speak. Ech l'fayes, how to appease my wife. Ech l'shachnea, how to convince her, etc. Zlokava siba lipol chazak. This already by itself is a good reason, a very strong reason that you're going to fall. K'moshe amar hacham v'adam. Like it says, Lifnei sheve gaon, v'lifnei kishalon gova ruach. Right? That before a person falls, he has gova ruach. He has he's full of arrogance. Right? A person falls because they have arrogance. That's why we fall over. We don't fall so much as we're pushed. Hashem, in his kindness, sees that we're getting above ourselves, sees that we're getting very arrogant. He says, my son, I love you so much, I can't let you kill yourself by holding yourself out as Superman, as the greatest thing in the world. I can't let you continue your imaginations that you run the world and that I don't exist. So Hashem says, I'm going to save you by pushing you into the mud, by making you fall. So we fall because Hashem is being kind, and we fall when we're arrogant. V'lachen, therefore, tzarech la'avod b'tefilah, therefore we need to pray a lot. Al kol davar, on everything, u'levakesh m'Hashem she'azor lo litnaheg kafi she'tzarech. And the person needs to ask Hashem that he helps him to act in the way he should act. To speak in the way he should speak, and things like that. And also to ask that his actions are successful. So what we're talking about here in Shalom Bayit. Before a person goes home, goes to be with his wife, to spend time with her, he has to know that it's not him. That I'm not the world's greatest husband. Oh, look at the way I spoke to my wife. Oh, look at the amazing present I bought her. Right, if I do my hishtadlut, meaning I sit and talk with her, I sit and listen to her problems, I buy her gifts, and I do that without praying on it, then what am I going to think? I'm a really good husband. Psh! Ooh, I've got this sussed. I know what I'm doing. I know how to treat my wife properly. And that's all arrogance, because the only reason why my wife is still speaking to me at this point is because it's Hashem. Hashem is being very kind. If I think it's me that's doing a good job, so I'm being arrogant and I'm going to fall. Hashem's going to have to push me down. In fact, why does Hashem push me down? Because the angels Hashem created, they only live by truth. They live by truth. And that the accusing angel, he's not a nasty guy. Accusing angel is as straight as you're going to get. He's just very straight. The accusing angel says, can't be. Hashem, look at this guy. Kol ha'olam maleh b'kavod Hashem. The whole world is full of Hashem's glory, and this guy's taking your glory, Hashem. He's taking your crown, right? Because he's taken the for himself. He thinks he's in charge. That's not allowed. So the accusing angel comes to Hashem and says, no, what are you going to do with this guy? He's taken. Hashem's like, you know what? You're right. So they have to push me down, because that's correct. I can't go around thinking I'm God. I'm not allowed to do that. So they push me down for my own good. I have no choice. Right? Only why? Because I think that, not in this situation, it's not such a bad thing. For Hashem, we're not talking about where, you know, I'm going around doing crazy stuff. Here I'm just at home with my wife, thinking that I'm good at being a good husband. Even here in this situation where I think I'm a good husband, if I think it's me and I forget that it's Hashem that's helping me do it, helping me do it. Even those words are like that. He's helping me. Top, but whatever level we can manage to grasp the idea. If I forget Hashem, I'm in trouble. It's not going to last. I'm not going to have my shalom by it last if I forget that Hashem is doing this. Because he doesn't want me to forget him. Not even to have shalom by it. Much better that I don't have shalom by it, but I don't act in an arrogant way. Okay. So I need to pray on everything. I need to pray. So this is the reason number four, that the person needs to pray on it. Even if he thinks he's got shalom by it. Even if he thinks it's going well. Reason number four is, if you don't pray, you're going to mess up. The Yetzer Hara is going to put arrogance into you that you're so good at being a husband, that you think it's you. And the prayer is what's going to bring you back down to earth to realize that it's not you. Thank you, Hashem, that I have shalom by it. I know it's only from you that I have such a wonderful relationship with my wife. Right? To acknowledge that it's Hashem that's creating that situation and it's not me. It's not because I'm the best husband in the world. I'm actually lousy, and it's surprising that my wife hasn't thrown me out. If she knew what was going on inside my head, she wouldn't want to touch me with a barge pole. Right? But she doesn't, Baruch Hashem. And she thinks that I'm a tzaddik. I don't know why. You must have, Hashem, you must have put the curtain in front of her face, in front of her eyes. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Without you, I'd be really stuffed. I'd be in real trouble. Not just the occasional trouble I'm in. I'd be in real trouble all day long, every day. So thank you, Hashem, for all the shalom bayit that you allow me to have. It's a big gift. It's a big kindness. So I'm not there yet. I really am still very selfish. I really am very arrogant. I really still don't love my wife the way I should do. Right? Noef chaser lev. Person who has niyuf, which is all of us, because we're still not perfect tzaddikim yet. So that means we have niyuf. Doesn't have a heart. So I don't have a heart for my wife. How she can still stand me, be nice to me, love me, is a big gift. Hashem's very kind. Mamash is being very kind. Least I can do is acknowledge him, thank him. Okay, I'm talking to myself, by the way, because... Oi, Tov, Hashem should have mercy on me. Okay, Lamase, in practice. Adam sha'olech b'li tefillah. Person who goes without tefillah. Ho'olech b'li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's without Hashem. Without tefillah means without Hashem. I'm walking along without tefillah, I'm walking along without Hashem. Hashem is not with me. Of course he is there. I just don't see him. I see myself. I don't see Hashem. If I see Hashem, I pray. So I see Hashem. So I pray and I thank him. But if I don't see him, then there's just me in the world. When a person does something without prayer, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. When he does something without prayer, it's as if he's saying that he doesn't need Hashem. Chas V'Shalom. V'chi Adam Yachol Atzliach Be'ezah Devav Li Hashem. Is it possible the person can succeed in anything without Hashem? Obviously not. Lachen Hutzarich Litpalel Al Kol Devar She'oseh. Therefore, a person needs to pray on everything that he does. Filu Devar Katan. Even something small. And all the more so a big thing, Kamo Shalom Bayit. Right, Shalom Bayit's huge. If we need to pray on even a small button, Hashem, please help me fix this button so I have a shirt with all the correct number of buttons on it. A small thing. All the more so I should pray on Shalom Bayit, which is huge, which is everything, which is the foundation of my entire life. Right, I need to pray on that. Ba'azeh Amra Bito shel Baal Shem Tov. About this, the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov said, "Shabbatfilat shel Motzei Shabbat, that the prayer that we say on Motzei Shabbat, Hamatchila, the one that begins, Ribon Ha'olamim, doesn't mean anything to me. Motzei Shabbat, Ribon Ha'olamim.
Yeah.
What? Well, in Havdalah before,
after? Yeah,
after Havdalah.
After Havdalah.
You say stuff after Havdalah. Oh, it's not in my book. Yeah? Psh. In the old school?
I think so.
I don't remember seeing it.
The rest of them.
Obviously, because they got all the good stuff.
I have to see them just every week.
Very good.
I don't know what to do.
Have a photocopier? Have a photocopier? You can print some off. For all of us. All of us who are still living in the Galut and didn't yet get to that.
I worked on it for me.
Yeah.
It's mercy of the
He says, he just says Motzei Shabbat. The prayer that you say on Motzei Shabbat, called, that starts with the words Ribon Ha'olamim. Yeah, Ribon Ha'olamim.
It's
in the Sefer. So, Mirot LaMotzei Shabbat. It's in a section called Songs to Sing on Motzei Shabbat. I guess after Wes Hafdala. So, Mirot LaMotzei Shabbat. So, after Havdalah in the prayer book, if you look in your prayer book, and you if they have songs or things or prayers after Motzei Shabbat, after Havdalah, there's one here. Hatzvila Zot, Atika Kedishahi. It's very old and holy. Shekava is Kirua Chazal Yerushalmi, because it's mentioned by Chazal in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Perek Enom Din. Sof. Sof. No, I think Hebet is a Masechet. I think it's bringing to mind. It's written in the. If you look through your. You just check through the whole of the Gemara Yerushalmi in your head and you'll get to it.
We made an addition to it. See how it goes in alphabetical order?
Ah, okay, so what? Okay, Yofi, so what does it say?
Ola starts with Aleph, and then it goes to the Aleph, it's Shalei. Ah. So by here, we ended up, we put it in Shalei, it was good.
Ah,
yeah. Okay.
So the prayer here is Hashem, it's asking Hashem for different things. For the week ahead, you're going to have all sorts of good things. And in the middle of the prayer, they list different Sha'arim. Oh! I have a song on a CD that sings all these different Sha'arim. This is where it's from. I thought it was from Tefillat Yesharim or one of those that does all the Sha'arim. And I was looking in there to find. I was like, no, it's the wrong order. It's not Shah Tefillah, Shah Munah, Shah Shalom. So all of these Shahrim, all of these gates. So we're asking Hashem. So we're saying to Hashem, open for us this week and all weeks all of these different gates, right? Sha'arei, and they're in alphabetical order. Sha'arei Ora, the gate of light. Sha'arei Orech Yamim, the gate of long life. Sha'arei Arichat Hapayim, the gate of patience. Sha'arei Bracha, the gate of Bracha. Top all the different Sha'arim in alphabetical order, like quite a lot of them. He says here, this now makes sense, the next bit, which otherwise I was stuck on. The next bit here that then says, Tzrichim Lachzor, you need to go back over Sha'ar Siyata Dishmaya. When you get to all these Sha'arim, and you get to, Baruch Hashem, we get to Sha'ar Slicha, then after that Sha'ar Slicha, you get Sha'ar Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem should give me Siyata Dishmaya, literally means help from heaven. Siyata Dishmaya. So when you get to that, you need to go over it. Kama pamim. Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem, give me Siyata. Right?
You do it to random ones.
You do what?
You do it to random ones that we feel we need.
So the Eitzah of Rav Shalom is stress that one, Siyata Dishmaya, because we all need Siyata Dishmaya. Right? Kama pamim. Ki diya Siyata Dishmaya zeh davashri. Sin yoteh mikol hachayim. Because Siyata Dishmaya, help from heaven, is what you need more than anything else in this life. Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Yossi. Bezrat Hashem, bli neder. Try not to forget. Hashem should help me not to forget. We should do it. Okay. Baruch Hashem, Be'inai Zachiti Lirot Zugot. Baruch Hashem, Rav Arash says, I have merited to see couples, Shabbal Levador Hitorer Teshuvah, that the husband alone woke up to Teshuvah, or Sha'isha Levadah Hitorer Teshuvah, or the wife alone woke up to Teshuvah. V'ramati Lahem, and I said to them, Lo Lilchotz Klal Al Ben Zug, and I said to them, don't pressure your spouse at all. V'lo La'arot Et HaShalom, and don't destroy your peace. Don't destroy your shalom bayit. Because that will throw out, that will push away the Shekhinah from your home. Just increase your happiness and love. And do just 10 minutes. 10 minutes hitbodadut every day. To request that your spouse makes teshuvah. This is called loving your spouse truthfully, truly loving your spouse. When you pray on them, and you don't put them under the pressure, you just pray on them. The kulam ba'u acharei tkufa levaseli shebaruch Hashem ben azug gam hu chozeh b'tshuvah. And Rav Arash says, and everyone came to me afterwards, after a period of time, to tell me good news about their spouse that was making tshuvah. Therefore, anyone who wants to have shalom bayit, yaobe b'tefillah, he should increase his prayer. V'yikach et ha-sefer hazeh, take this book, v'yikach ha-diskim, and the discs, v'yilmad otam eitev, and he should learn them well, v'yachzor aleihem, and he should revise them, od pa'am, again and again, v'yipalel al-mash lamed, and to pray on what you learned. And when you do this, you will certainly merit shalom bayit, amiti, true shalom bayit, ulakol hayeshuot, and all of the brachot. Ken Yuatzon, amen.